Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
I mean, I ought to at least believe it, right, young lady? Now then, if God said it and I believe it, guess what He'll do to a little three-year-old with a brain stem severed if you just say, but God says, right here, He said, guess what He'll do to that brain stem? He'll hook it back together. Yes, He will. Praise God, He'll do a creative miracle for you, and He'll send that little girl home running and playing with no surgeries. Of course, there was no surgery to put a brain stem back together. They told me there's no surgeries can reconnect her eyes. But we prayed for 2 solid hours, about 40 people, for 2 solid hours, standing on the promises. In fact, that prayer meeting that Sunday afternoon, January the 6th of 2002, that group of people that came to pray with me, I said, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to give you 6 blank checks from God's Word that guarantees He'll do whatever we ask Him for. And I said, anybody don't believe God's going to open her eyes, I want you out that door. I don't want nobody in here that's got unbelief in your heart. If you don't believe He's going to do what He said He will do, I don't want you in this prayer meeting. So about 40 of us prayed 2 hours for Caitlin's eyes to be reconnected and worshiped and praised Him and thanked Him for doing it. And 3 weeks later, they were reconnected and she could see. And today she sees fine. She runs and plays. I mean, Jesus is awesome. He's the King. A lady called me the other day and she said, Thurman, I'm not sure. I need you to pray for me, but I'm not sure Jesus can heal me. I wanted to reach to the phone and grab her by the nape of the neck and say, ma'am, we are not serving some fly-by-night cowboy. We are serving the King of the universe. I said, everything that you have, everything that you see, He made it all. I said, if He made all this, give me a break. He can do anything you can believe Him for. In fact, He can not only do everything you can believe Him for, He can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. You can even think or imagine, Miss Jan. It don't matter what mean you can believe. He can do exceedingly abundantly above that, can't He? Yes, He can. So it's time that we as a body of Christ started believing the King and believing these reports, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now then, Matthew 16, I'm going to show you Matthew 16:19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now, wait a minute. I can't think of anything. If I walked up to a brand new $500,000 home and a guy said, this is yours. I built this specially for you. What do I need next? The key. Let me have the key to the front door. Oh, and you're going to give this to me? Yeah, well, not, but I got to have the key, you know. And when he hands me that key and says, or if I walk out there and some guy says, you know, Thurman, and I mean, you got to think big now, you know, and I'm not going to be like some preachers. Some preachers say, well, I'm going to be humble and poor. You know, I mean, I'm not going to take anything. Anybody offers me anything. No, I'm doing what I'm doing for free. I'm doing what I'm doing for free, too. But if somebody wants to give me something, I'll take it. So I walk out that door and some guy said, I love your teaching and I've got a gift sitting outside out there for you. And if I walk out there, if it's a brand new Volkswagen, guess what I'm going to say? Praise the King. Thank you, Jesus. But what if it's a brand new Lexus? I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the King. It don't make any difference to me. The God I serve is able, just as able to give me a new Lexus as He is a Volkswagen. Yes. And I'm going to praise Him for either one of them. Amen. In fact, I asked the Lord when I had that little 93 Ford Taurus that belonged to my wife and I had 165,000 miles on it. I said, Lord, I am going all over this country and I need a better car. I'd hate to go somewhere and get stranded, you know, with 165,000 miles on my little Taurus. So, Lord, I need a nice car. I don't know what you got for me, but whatever it is, I want to thank you and praise you for it now. Well, there was a Baptist preacher that I knew. He was going to trade off his 97 Chrysler, which had 60,000 miles on it. 61 or 62,000. It was a beautiful car, 4-door, a gold Chrysler, had everything in the world on it. And he was going to trade it off, and he was going to trade it in on a new van for his wife, and he was just going to get what he owed on the car for trade-in. So he tried all afternoon to get the title transferred, and the credit union just wouldn't, it just couldn't happen. He finally got so angry with these people, he said, "What is it that takes so much time? I can't understand what the problem is." He said, "I got angry. On the way home, I said, 'Lord, what is it? Am I doing something wrong? What is the deal with this car?'" And he said, "I heard the Lord say, 'Call Thurman.'" So he gets home and he says, "Thurman, I may be plumb out in left field. Are you looking for a car?" I said, "As a matter of fact, I am." He said, I tried everything to get this car swapped in on this new van I'm trying to buy and couldn't do it. And he said, "On the way home, I said, 'God, have I missed you on this car?'" And he said, "I heard the Lord say, 'Call Thurman.'" He said, "I thought if you were looking for a car." I said, "I'm looking for a car." He said, "I got a 97 Chrysler. And he said, it's about $6,000 of what I owe on the car. And he said, I'd be willing to let you have it. He said, I'll bring it out and let you see it." I said, "No, it's okay. I'll just come meet you somewhere and we'll transfer the title." No, I want you to see it." I said, "No, if God says this is the one I'm supposed to have, there's no doubt this is the one I'm supposed to have." I said, "I'll just go by the bank and get the money." He said, "Well, I'll come out in the morning and I'll come out tomorrow afternoon rather, and we'll go by the credit union and see if we can get the title changed over." So I went by the bank and got $6,000 cash. Went down there, and when I got there, I said, "We want to transfer the title of this car over to my name." The lady said, "Do you have the number?" We said, "Yes." She said, "Well, just go over there and stand right there at that window, and we'll have them bring the title to you." And I walked over there and got there and walked up, and a girl walked down from upstairs, laid the title down there. The lady punched in a few numbers. She said, "The payoff on the car is $5,765. And I said, "Well, here." She said, "How do you want to pay for it?" I said, she started saying, "Now, if you have a check, you're going to have to prove identification and all this stuff and wait till the check clears." I said, "But I didn't come. I got $100 bills right here." I started counting them out. 5 minutes, we're out of there. The title's in my name. And he said, "Man, it's obvious that's the way God wanted it done. I spent all day yesterday trying to get that done. We was in there in 5 minutes. I now have about 80,000 miles on that car. I ain't had 1 minute's trouble with that car." Now, does God know what he's doing? Did I praise him and thank him for that car? $5,765? I mean, boy, you talk about a deal. 60,000 miles on a 97 Chrysler that's got everything in the world on it. Big, beautiful car. And it gets, in fact, he said, my wife drives it all the time, said she gets about 20 miles a gallon. I get 25 to 27 miles a gallon on a car. Drive it everywhere. Now, when you serve God, he makes your gas mileage better. He can do anything. You praise the King. Praise him and worship him. Does he think does he really know what your needs are? Yes. Absolutely. Every one of them. And so you need to praise him and thank him for every one of them. But he says in Matthew 16:19, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom." Now let me tell you, brother, he didn't give me you the keys to a home. He gave you and me the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Young lady, you look like a young lady that if I were to give you a key to just a new $200,000 house, you'd be happy, right? Yeah. But our King gave you the keys to the kingdom. What does that mean to you, to have the keys to the kingdom? And then look what he says. After he says, "I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." What kind of limitations did he give us as the children of the King? None, did he, Benjamin? No. And the Living Bible says, "And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever doors you lock on earth will be locked in heaven. And whatever doors you open on earth will be opened in heaven." What kind of power did God give us on earth in the name of Jesus? Awesome. I mean, this is the Word. I mean, this is the Word. And in Matthew 18:18, he goes on the next chapter. "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven." Now why do you think the Lord had to take two chapters there, 16 and 18, and make this statement twice? Why did he have to do that? Because, see, he did this for the men. He did that for the men. Some of you that have been in my church a while, you know this story. But I learned this with Dr. Dodson. Dr. Dodson says, I believe it's at 24 or 26 weeks in the womb of a mother, every boy has the same chemical reaction take place that burns the link in two between the right and left brain. So just like Dr. Dodson, he said it does not happen to a woman. So a woman, the left and right brain instantly communicate just like that. I mean, she's lightning fast. But for you and you and me, we got a link severed there. So as every woman knows, you and me were born with brain damage. See, every woman knows that. Now, if you don't believe that, you just ask the women. You know, they know us guys are born with brain damage. Just face it, guys. God knew this. So he knew the women would get that on the first pass, but he knew he had to tell us guys twice. So he told us in Matthew 16 and then again in Matthew 18, again I tell you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So he made the criteria in the Word of God that fit both the men and the women, with no doubt. So for us men, aren't we glad he did that, Benjamin? Aren't we glad the king said... And then he says, and again I say to you, that if two of you on earth shall agree as touching anything that you ask, it shall be done. Just like a while ago, we was back there trying to get that thing going. I couldn't get the monitor on the first side over there going. And I was back there doing everything, and I was working, and I was checking wires, I was doing everything. And all of a sudden, Ed back there, he says, Thurman, reckon we ought to pray? I said, here I'm supposed to be the pastor, the spiritual leader, and I'm just working feverishly. And Ed has to tell me, Thurman, what if we pray? And so we did, and guess what happened in just a couple of minutes? We found the problem. Isn't that amazing? See, what does one man do to another man? Iron sharpens iron. One man sharpens another. I don't care who you are. How long might I have messed with that? But Ed says, Thurman, don't you think we ought to pray? You think that was good advice? I think that was the best advice I could get. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, now then, Romans 10:8, the power of your confession. You speak things into being with your mouth. Now, on your spiritual authority, this is the thing that I have learned, and I've done many teachings on the tongue. Right here, we've talked about the tongue and the power of your confession. Let me tell you this, right here, just talking about the Romans 10, talking about the power of confession. As you go to Romans chapter 10...
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you will contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the believer's authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.